Língua da Gente.
Well, everybody, thanks for joining us. Another Língua da Gente lesson. Ah, this one's going to be fun. I'm Orlando.
E eu sou a Andriana.
E Andriana, hoje a gente está falando sobre...
Capoeira.
Capoeira. You know, we got to have a little capoeira lesson, you know? A little ginga going on here. And that is probably our keyword, which is capoeira. And if, you know, those that are into it, you'll kind of recognize the rhythm and the dialogue right away. That little ginga and music and the berimbau going. Ah, fun dialogue. Here it is. Three times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou o mesmo jeito desse aú aberto, hein?
Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter ginga, não é?
Desde quando você faz capoeira?
Comecei tocando berimbau um ano atrás e pouco a pouco decidi fazer mais.
Segunda vez.
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou o mesmo jeito desse aú aberto, hein?
Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter ginga, não é?
Desde quando você faz capoeira?
Comecei tocando berimbau um ano atrás e pouco a pouco decidi fazer mais.
Terceira vez.
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou o mesmo jeito desse aú aberto, hein?
Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter ginga, não é?
Desde quando você faz capoeira?
Comecei tocando berimbau um ano atrás e pouco a pouco decidi fazer mais.
So, do you actually do any capoeira yourself?
No. Yeah. Fortunately not.
I've tried it, but man, those people could kill me. You can just, the way they move.
I like to watch them, you know.
Oh, that is awesome. See them do that little bridge thing as they run around? That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's do a translation here. First line.
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou o mesmo jeito desse aú aberto, hein?
Wow, look at that, Eduardo. You really have caught on to how to do those cartwheels, right?
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou o mesmo jeito desse aú aberto, hein?
Well, look at that, Eduardo. You have really caught on to how to do these open cartwheels, right?
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou o mesmo jeito desse aú aberto, hein? Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter a ginga, né?
I'm a little closed still, but you gotta have that ginga when you do it, right?
Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter a ginga, né?
It's still a little closed, but you gotta have that style when you do it, right?
Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter a ginga, né? Desde quando você faz capoeira?
How long have you been doing capoeira?
Desde quando você faz capoeira?
Since when are you doing capoeira?
Desde quando você está fazendo capoeira? Comecei tocando berimbau um ano atrás e pouco a pouco eu decidi fazer mais.
So I started playing the berimbau about a year ago, and little by little I decided to do more.
Comecei tocando berimbau um ano atrás e pouco a pouco eu decidi fazer mais.
So I started playing berimbau about a year ago, and little by little I decided to do more.
Comecei tocando berimbau um ano atrás e pouco a pouco eu decidi fazer mais.
There we go. All right, fun dialogue. Let's go back to that first line one more time.
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou o mesmo jeito desse aú aberto, hein?
Ah, so many fun words in this one. Notice we begin this dialogue with olha aí, Eduardo. Tell everybody about this olha aí.
It's like, look at you, Eduardo. Yeah, like, look at you. Here, where you are.
Yeah, you see, in Portuguese, we can have here and there. Olha aqui, olha aí, olha lá. So what is the difference between olha aí e olha lá?
Like, look over there, olha lá. But look at you, it's like centered on you.
Right, so whenever you use the word aí, it means there where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you use the word lá, it means there over there where you are not.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're talking to Eduardo, you cannot say, olha lá, Eduardo. You have to say,
olha aí, look at you.
Yeah, look at you, Eduardo, olha aí. Você pegou mesmo, you've really caught on to, o jeito desse aú aberto. So, what did he catch on to?
O jeito.
And what is o jeito?
O style, the way
Yeah, the way you do it, the style you do it. It's... gotta be one of my favorite Brazilian words around.
O pegar jeito. O jeito.
É. Yeah, to get a little bit of style about it. And what he's doing is an au aberto. Now, the word au is kind of like a cartwheel, right? But how do you say cartwheel just normally when you're like little kids playing in the park?
Fazer uma estrela.
So to do a star. And so notice that au is actually a word specific to capoeira. But a cartwheel, just in general, is to...
Fazer uma estrela.
And he is doing an au aberto, meaning his legs and his arms are totally stretched out when he does it. And then we end that sentence with em.
Né?
And that's a Brazilian way of saying, right, you got it? Great. That whole first line, one more time, is...
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou mesmo o jeito desse au aberto, hein?
Oh, and then he answers back with the next line, which is...
Meio fechado ainda, mas...
So, meio fechado ainda means I'm still kind of closed up. I'm not really doing it like I want to, right?
His star is not open.
Now, I really like this word meio. Meio fechado. Describe what was going on with that word meio.
Meio means that you are kind of, sort of.
So, literally, it means half. And so you say, it's kind of difficult.
É meio difícil.
Yeah. And so it's kind of artificial.
É meio artificial.
Yeah. So Brazilians use that word meio to mean kind of.
And it's even for female and male.
Right.
So meio indecisa.
Right. So that meio.
Because you cannot say meia indecisa.
Right. Perfect. So here he's saying, I'm kind of closed still. I'm meio fechado.
Mas a gente tem que ter a ginga, né?
But we really need to have a little ginga. Notice that when Brazilians use the word gente, they mean we. And so here, a gente has to have a little ginga. Descreve para mim o que, que é ginga.
Ginga, molejo, the way to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to translate the word ginga. I think of somebody that has smooth moves or is kind of cool that way. That's kind of the ginga.
A person that knows, like, how to move the skeleton.
Right. You know, so so if you're trying to do dance steps and you look really like you're forcing the moves, you don't have any ginga.
No.
But if you can do a dance and look like you're natural when you're moving... You got some ginga.
Oh, right? You, você tem gingado.
And so he's saying here, when you do capoeira, you got to have some ginga. That whole second line is?
Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter a ginga, né?
Right.
Tem que ter o molejo.
Next line.
Desde quando você faz capoeira?
This is a really nice question, and grammatically, because we're saying, since when do you do capoeira?
And this is very common in Brazilian Portuguese. Desde quando?
Right. Desde quando?
Very informal, very colloquial.
Now, notice that if you want to follow like a more formal way to say how long something's been going on, you might say, faz quanto tempo?
Há quanto tempo?
Yeah. And there's no problem with faz quanto tempo, há quanto tempo.
But it's very formal.
Right.
And that's not the way people... talk on the streets.
And when you think about it, it's almost easier to your English-speaking brain to say, desde quando você faz capoeira? Since when do you do capoeira?
And this is what people are going to listen to on the streets.
That's how they say it, sure enough. Okay? Next line.
Comecei tocando berimbau ano atrás e pouco a pouco eu decidi fazer mais.
Now, I like how this began because this line is comecei tocando. Now, you could say, for example, I began to play, comecei a tocar. But here I kind of like this comecei tocando. Are they different?
Well, I think so, because here you have like ongoing process. It seems that the person is still playing berimbau, you know? Comecei tocando, it's like...
Yeah, notice how in Portuguese, when you have that ing ending, tocando, playing, you can say... Está tocando, vai tocando, vem tocando, continua tocando, comecei tocando. So you have all these verbs that gives us this ongoing feeling. And so I began playing is...
Comecei, eu comecei a tocar.
Comecei a tocar. Or in this case...
Comecei tocando.
Comecei tocando. There you go.
Because it seems that comecei a tocar is like, okay, I already played and not playing anymore.
Yeah, this kind of lets you know you're still doing it. Yeah. And so we have the berimbau. which is the instrument that looks like a bow and arrow, and you kind of slide your little stick on it and squeeze the rock or the stone on the wire or not. It's a really, really fun instrument. I'd love to play it. Notice that we're now giving a time expression, and you said, comecei tocando berimbau um ano atrás.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, shouldn't you say, há um ano atrás?
Yes, but it's incorrect. Like, grammatically, is incorrect. So we have a song from Raul Seixas.
Mm-hmm.
Eu nasci há 10 mil anos atrás.
Há 10 mil anos atrás.
Which is very good, very fun, but it's grammatically incorrect. So you do not use both, há e atrás, together.
Yeah, so you should say...
You need to choose one.
Há ano or um ano atrás, mm-hmm. but not há ano atrás.
No.
By the way, the word atrás, which means ago, I say atrás and you say...
Atrás.
So am I wrong?
No.
What's the difference here?
Well, I think you have like a more laid-back way to say atrás.
And in São Paulo, I just learned atrás.
Atrás.
And since you're more from the south, you
atrás.
Say atrás.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, but little by little, I decided to do more. And again, the pronunciation is...
E pouco a pouco, eu decidi fazer mais.
E pouco a pouco, eu decidi fazer mais. Fun dialogue. That was really fun to go through. And so we have Eduardo doing his jeito, a u aberto. He's got a lot of ginga. Way to go. Let's hear that dialogue 3 more times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Olha aí, Eduardo. Você pegou o mesmo jeito desse a u aberto, hein?
Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter ginga, não é?
Desde quando você faz capoeira?
Comecei tocando berimbau 1 ano atrás e pouco a pouco decidi fazer mais.
Segunda vez.
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou o mesmo jeito desse aú aberto, hein?
Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter ginga, não é?
Desde quando você faz capoeira?
Comecei tocando berimbau 1 ano atrás e pouco a pouco decidi fazer mais.
Terceira vez.
Olha aí, Eduardo, você pegou o mesmo jeito desse aú aberto, hein?
Meio fechado ainda, mas a gente tem que ter ginga, não é?
Desde quando você faz capoeira?
Comecei tocando berimbau 1 ano atrás e pouco a pouco decidi fazer mais.
So, Orlando, I'm wondering here, since you play berimbau, do you also do capoeira?
You know, I've tried capoeira, but like I said, they could kill me. They're so flexible and they can move so fast.
You don't have the skeleton.
I don't have the ginga, but I do enjoy berimbau. I mean, I don't play it great by any means, but I think it's really fun. It's just a really cool instrument to have. It looks like a bow and arrow. It's got a big gourd on it, and you hit it with a little stick, and you got the little kashishi, and dun, 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 dun.
You should
dun,
teach me dun, that. Dun.
So anyway, if you've not ever seen capoeira, when you do, you will see that mm-hmm. instrument always accompanies those that are doing the capoeira. And so take a peek at the person playing the berimbau and the rhythm that goes with them and the clapping and the songs. This is really, really fun. Chances are, no matter where you live, there's going to be a capoeira group in town.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't join it, go and see what they're doing because it's way, 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 way fun.
Yeah, we should join a capoeira club.
There you go. Let's get to see you doing that little bridge. So, lesson about capoeira is done, but go back and listen to this dialogue a whole bunch of times and do subscribe. You know, subscribe to this, you automatically get the new lessons and tell the world we're wonderful in some kind of review and, you know, stretch the truth just a little bit and say it's totally fantastic. Até a próxima.
Até mais. Tchau, tchau.
Língua da Gente.